Moving on down the agenda, levy hearing. Pursuant to 137.055 of the revised Missouri statute, Taney County does hereby call a public hearing to determine the levy to be set for Taney County's General Revenue and Road and Bridge Department on September 8th, 9 a.m. in the Commission Hearing Room.
Was that changed on the... was actually put in the paper, do we know?
And if that's Nick, imagine I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think we did it. I think the clerk's office did it.
Oh, okay. Stephanie, was it put in the paper? When was it put in the paper?
Here's what I'm asking, because on the public hearing to set levies for Taney County that's presented to us, I'm assuming this is what was actually put in the paper. That's what was put in the paper, so we were having it September 7th at 9:30. If what the clerk put in the paper is September 7th at 9:30, I don't know what was in the paper, if I'm trying to find that. That's the only way we can communicate with it.
We need verification.
We need verification on when the, if we can even have the hearing, if this is for when it's set.
I remember that date was corrected by Shanna to her.
Right, I just don't know what was actually put in the paper.
I don't know. We probably should have a copy of it. Stephanie, do you have a copy of what was in the paper?
Not the publication that I'm calling on.
This email that Stephanie sent has the 8th on it.
What she just handed to me says September 7th at 9:30.
Good morning. I am giving you my phone over by Mike. And there's a question as to when it was the publication was put in the paper. Hang on. Speaker.
Yeah. Hello, Donna.
Good morning. It was put in the paper 7 days prior to this meeting, and it was put on as the original time that I called you and Brandon for 9:30. And, of course, I changed the date because I'd originally put it on Labor Day. So that date was changed, and it was published for 9:30 today.
For September 8th.
Correct.
Do you have the... copy of the proof? Or does Wesley have it? Or
I'm sure it's probably in the office.
Yeah, because...
you've got time to have him bring it in to you since your meeting can't start until 9:30.
Well, the problem is it was agendized for us at 9. So that's why we're trying to make sure we're doing it at the right time.
I know generally the commission starts all meetings at 9 and then you go through your agenda until you hit your time period.
Okay. Can we just go on to the next item?
Call Wesley, or did one of you call Wesley?
Stephanie's went to go get him.
Okay.
Yeah, we can set this aside till 9:30.
Can we go to the next item?
Might as well wait on Miss Stephanie to get back.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay.
Good
good Labor Day weekend?
Yes, we did. I did.
Okay, it is for today at 9:30. So
9:30.
Okay.
Move the table levy hearing to a definite time of 9:30.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll table this till 9:30. Do you want to stay on, Donna, or? Moving on down the agenda, let's see, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 460497 through 460560, warrants 7464 through 7468, journal entry 1, journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for August 24th and 26th of the regular session and September 2nd of regular session. That was a teleconference. And then August 31st, 2020 executive session.
On the public comment was not done underneath the actual meeting. The meeting hadn't been called order yet.
No, I know. So I didn't know if you were leaving it in, but I wanted it wasn't the commission that was going to send notices.
Well, that's two different things. I'm fine with
that. Oh, public comment?
Yeah, public comments before the meeting's even called order.
Okay.
So I don't know if that needs to be. Do you guys want that structure one or the 24? Sheila, do you want that struck?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then you want the commission remarks changed as presented?
If they're going to be in there, they need to be corrected.
Is there anything else?
I didn't see anything else.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 24th, 2020, as corrected.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't find anything else on the other minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 26th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And on the August 31st one, did you guys find anything?
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 31st, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 2nd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 31st, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
There's
CARES Act notice of decision.
This is a document our attorney prepared, and it all looks fine to me. And the minutes on August 26th reflect what was approved as far as totals.
Melissa, do you have any comments or anything on this, or Jonas? Did you guys?
Did you get to see it, Jonas? I didn't, because I just had it in.
You want this?
I looked at it this morning. I think it came in Friday evening.
On the different sections, is that something, I guess I didn't realize we were going to do, how those were awarded, is that something that you guys are going to go through and actually?
I've actually already started.
Okay. Because we approved up to a certain amount, and so then you already know. Okay.
And with the stipulations on them.
So we mainly just need to approve this form?
I think so.
Move to approve the form titled Distribution of County CARES Act Funds, Notice of Decision.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. CARES Act Distribution Agreement?
That's a very lengthy agreement, and I thought at first it was stating things two or three times, but I realized, and of course it's prepared by our attorney, and I realized that there's little different notes in it, so it references the same thing again. Have you seen the agreement, Jonas?
No, if it's that lengthy, I probably don't need to see it.
It is lengthy.
Okay.
It protects the county.
Yes, it does. And it goes over things in different
so
ways.
So it needs to be lengthy.
Yes. As I said, it's prepared by our attorney. And he knew his reasoning for all of the statements. And I trust that.
Again, we mainly need to approve this form. Whenever I'm asking.